come, let us worship the Lord. To us in his might, walk in his light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come, let us worship the Lord. He is a king, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Out of the sun,
Jesus has won.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Come, let us worship. Worship, come, let us worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Just like you to note that the 3:30 service, Searching the Scriptures, led by Pastor Tomlinson, will be canceled today. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 9, verses 13 to 21. I'd like to call your attention to the an additional insert in the bulletin today, and direct your attention to titled Christmas Gifts to All the Brethren. And last year we asked the congregation, rather than exchanging gifts, to pay to the church for the pew fund. And we ask that you would do that again this year or specify any other need that you would deem appropriate. Also, there will be a Christmas party for the ladies, and that will take place tomorrow, December 7th, at Mrs. Alejandra Herrera's house. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verse 8. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Let's continue now our service, our worship of the Lord. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin with hymn number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joy for all ye
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 92, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 103, One Day.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we read in your holy word, Lord, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you all things are created and are being. So, Father, thank you for reinforcing in our mind the gratitude of our heart, because nature, as we see it, as we look into the plants and as we look into our own yards and gardens, we see the hand of the mighty God, the freshness of your presence. And each time flowers comes, Lord, the glory of your presence and the beauty of your creation. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to enjoy the creation in which we are in. And thank you, Father, because many of us not only enjoy the physical creation, but also enjoy the spiritual creation that you have placed in our heart. And we thank you, Father, for that. We are grateful again that you allow us to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church so that we can broadcast the gospel over the internet and over radio station AVAM. And many of our extended members of our church are there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas. We thank you, Lord, for each one of them. And we thank you for those who, in a cold day like today, they are coming here to church to worship you today. Thank you for this auditorium and for the room in the back who has an extension with the television so that they can watch. And then, Lord, thank you for those who watch television later on and see our service, and those who listen over the CD ministry. Thank you, Father, and we pray that in thee, the word of God will bless them. The praises to the name of God and the choir and the singing of the congregation will lift them up and know that we believe in a living God, a God who has power over our needs and over everything we have. We thank you, Lord, that at least I was taught when I was young about Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we have a Sunday school class that we can teach those young people about Jesus and about the holy word of God. Lord, we do have missionaries across the world. We have Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanna and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala and Central America, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Rabines in the Amazon River, Dr. Rabines as a dentist, and Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila, in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center right here in the city of Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association with the Sport Ministries for the Young People in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the Motor Sport Ministries across the races in America, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Father, that each one of them are doing a marvelous work. And Lord, thank you for our congregation. They are a missionary congregation, a congregation that loves you and are dedicated to you. And Lord, in this season of coldness, people get sick, and I'm so glad to see Angela Mozart. We pray for her, and she is back in the church. And I'm not aware of somebody else, perhaps is sick, Lord, because of the weather. But I pray that you, hand of mercy and power, be upon their life. Now, Father, you have provided for the missionaries' need and this Christmas gift, and you have provided for the resources of our church and operation. I thank you for your people. They love you, Father, and this is a loving church, a church that loves the Lord and loves each other, and I'm so grateful. So, Father, we pray that you bless the giver and you bless the offering again. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated, please.
sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1248. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 17 to 34. Now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What, have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the written record that you have given us in the scriptures, so that we may gauge every aspect of our lives according to your word. We thank you for the great liberty we enjoy, knowing you have freed us from the bondage of sin, and we are free to know you and worship you in spirit and truth. Knowing you have reconciled us to yourself through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing we could have. We thank him. We thank the Lord Jesus for the establishment of the remembrance of the Lord's Supper, pointing to his mighty work at the cross. Our gratitude is eternal. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and his words as he comes to further explain our incomparable blessings. We pray for understanding of the profound truth of your salvation, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?